little bit more than mid screen. Pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
Oh yes, and we are back. Shadow Games Podcast, episode 202. And if you guys are watching us right now, or going to watch this at this time on YouNow.com, we have two of our special guests. Two of our people. What the hell are you doing? Two of our good friends are now in the Midwest. Jesse and Mimi, aka our cosplayer and our Zelda fanatic here. Welcome, you guys. Long time no see. Jesse has hair, well, on his chin and his jaw, but
yeah,
still no hair up here. Well, nice. partial. Hey, man. So, just to let you guys know, they're going to be joining us in a podcast today, and simple enough as it is.
So we've got them live on YouNow. Of course, we're talking here through a mic here.
Well, I don't know if the mic can hit.
We're going to hope the mic picks up everybody well enough to work out here, but we'll see how that plays out. This is our first time trying this out.
Yeah, no, it's a little experimentation here on our 202 podcast. So, well, what have we been playing this week? Well, the one thing I've been playing this whole week for me is Street Fighter V.
Ooh.
Yes, I ran into number one ranked Daigo Umehara from Japan.
Wow.
And yes, I never got past half bar on him in any of the five games that we played.
Not surprised.
I know, it's typical. That guy grinds, that guy's plays. And also I ran into George too as well, also online. And I, you know, we went out of seven games, he won four, you know, he won four out of seven. So hey, not bad.
Not too bad.
I know. He's getting a whole lot better. Hey, look at that. Better connection too.
It's getting better.
As you talk, it goes away. This is what I have to deal with here. This is what Jesse and Mimi used to deal with back then. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Just stop. Don't say anything. And let's see. Other than that, that's been it for me. Street Fighter V this past 8 days.
Wow.
I know. It's pretty crazy. Wayne, how about you, man?
Myself, I have been grinding a lot more on Destiny. Trying to get ready for...
Shoot, I forgot about that.
Trying to get ready for Rise of Iron. I've still got some stuff I haven't been able to do because I got a... I'm using some of the looking for group websites to get people to play with to try to get some of those other
He's trying to quests. Find friends, but he can't.
I am, actually. I'm making friends. I have. I actually made quite a few friends already. Got through quite a bit. Still got to do the
It's okay, Wayne.
King's Fall raid.
It's okay, so. Wayne. I know for a fact when you create bots to join you as friends, it's all good.
Well, I got Optimus over there and Ironhide over here and Bumblebee over there and...
It's a good day.
Yeah,
I know.
So I've been playing a little bit of that, grinding that quite a bit, actually. And then probably tonight or tomorrow, I will be starting to grind ReCore, since ReCore. I picked that up. Yep, picked that up yesterday, got it installed last night, but I had to get some sleep, so...
you before sleep?
Before I finished installing. And then, of course, a little bit of Dumb Ways to Die 2.
I still gotta try that game.
You gotta get that game. It's hilarious. And then, of course, I'm kind of briefly jumping into Avengers Alliance on Facebook, even though it's a dead game.
It's a dead game. You're playing a dead game, man. You're like one of the... Well, you're the only person playing it online trying to keep the server up and running like what they did for Halo 1 back in
Xbox. Actually, there's a lot of people that are still playing it. So, a lot of people are still playing it. But we got another couple weeks left to finish up our teams and get, you know, whatever we can achieve that won't be worthless after that anyways. But hey, it's fun while it lasts. And then Transformers Earth Wars, been playing a little bit of that every day, just kind of keeping my team going, trying to build up my base. But primarily, it's been Destiny.
Wow. And to think, I played that game when it first came out, and this guy's finally catching up. Well, he probably surpassed me, but I stopped playing after, what, the 6 month in? Because it got boring, well, typical.
I also created a new profile, a new character for the Titan, too. Now, so I've already got the Warlock and the Hunter at 40. Now I'm going to work on getting the Titan to 40 between not having people to play with for the other quests. At least until Rise of Iron comes out next week, you know?
Let's say we're only a week away, so we'll see how this goes. Jesse, do you play it by any chance, man? Destiny? Oh my god. Is that the computer talking?
It almost sounds like the girl from Portal, the computer.
The cake is a lie. It's kind of hard to hear these guys right now, but...
They are.
I know. It's Wayne's connection. Jesse, Mimi, go ahead and feel free to blame it on him, because his connection sucks. You know that. Oh my god, oh my god. Are we inside Portal? Are we inside Portal? The cake is a lie!
Damn, I wanted some cake.
I wanted some cake! Alright. Alright, so guys, let's go ahead and go on with the news this week, well, the past week and a half.
Yeah.
Jesse can definitely relate to this. He's a PlayStation 4 guy. I'm both an Xbox and PlayStation guy. This guy's a straight out Xbox dude, so.
And Nintendo.
Oh, I didn't understand any of that.
What? Alrighty, guys. So, news right now. PlayStation 4 Pro specs, release date, and price confirmed. So pretty much after the announcing of a new PlayStation console just prior to E3, Sony has finally shared new details on its new and more powerful PlayStation 4 Pro. I'm not gonna do that.
You know, in this blurry picture, it almost looks like Jesse's name tag says Rick.
So, right now, Sony has unveiled its new, more powerful PlayStation console. we saw the PlayStation 4 Pro, I believe. Jesse, will you get it? Are you? Will you? And it's pretty much set to launch on November 10th, 2016, at the cost of $400 that we covered on the previous page.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on with you guys?
Woo.
It was so laggy.
Okay, I'm just gonna assume that you guys are gonna see what I've been saying. So.
What?
I'm just gonna go with that. And I'm gonna. I've actually been learning a couple of things on my computer. So, I've been taking the old retro games, like Legend of Zelda, the first one that didn't have.
How's that out? She and the stuff that I've
been. This, Super Mario World, or anywhere. And I've been either playing them while they're actively corrupting and refining, or I was playing them while they're being run through a randomizer, meaning that the overworld level, everything is all new, while the overworld still looks the same, the level of level and all the enemies and exit the level and the power up, everything's completely random. So it makes very, very, very difficult game.
You showed me, you tagged me on one of your videos a few months ago, right? Is that the same one that you're trying to do? Oh my god. It's both our connections here. Sucks!
Yep.
The king's a lie! The king's a lie!
I know, right? Yeah. But I thought I could know what he's talking about. Interesting stuff.
Yeah. So, let's continue on with the news then. We completely jumped off the cliff on that one. Let's see. And we said November 10th, release date 2016 at the cost of $300. And for the guys at Europe, it'll be £349. 560 bucks.
In Australia.
Yep.
America. So, yeah. Looks kind of interesting. I mean, it looks kind of similar. But we're going to have a terabyte hard drive.
Yep. A double GPU power and technology adapt from the AMD Polaris graphics architecture. It pretty much allows the PS4 to reach resolutions, quote-unquote, not through possible on consoles. in 2016. The CPU clock speed has also been boosted. The Pro will have a 4K Blu-ray drive.
No,
really?
No.
Hold on. The Sony pioneered the Blu-ray, and you're not gonna have a 4K Blu-ray drive. But here's the thing, though: how many people that has 4K Blu-ray disc yet?
I got a few.
You son of a.
Yeah. So I mean, it's a nice looking system. It's not perfect, but it's a nice looking system. It's got a lot of power to it. I think it's a good. It's a good system. It looks like right now it's going to be on par in performance wise to the Xbox One S. But the Xbox One S will play 4K.
Sony, you're losing. You are losing the battle. Hold on. Mimi's on the chat right now saying, "What are we saying?
What are you guys saying?"
One up. Oh wait, hold on. I'm sorry. All right, let's go on with the next news.
So the next one, give me a second here, because actually that's out of order. So we'll jump to this one here.
Okay, guys. Another one of you guys' favorite games. We're talking about Pokemon Sun and Moon. New 3DS XL announced and also looks pretty damn rad. So,
yeah, it does actually.
Yeah, so Nintendo has announced a brand new Nintendo 3DS XL system that takes pretty much inspiration from the Pokemon Sun and Moon. It's going to be a $200 system, launches on October 28th. So we have a little over a month, about say 5-6 weeks left until this comes out. And which is pretty much 3 weeks before Pokemon Sun and Moon comes out on November 18th. Yeah. The feature is pretty much a nice looking black color with game's legendary creature on it. That's pretty cool.
It's a very nice design. It actually, you know, it kind of reminds me of Pokemon, but it also reminds me a little bit of Yu-Gi-Oh! For some reason.
It does.
Yeah.
Sad.
I miss that show.
I know.
Well, the original.
Yeah, the first season.
Yeah.
Okay, go down. It will also, pretty much Nintendo also confirms that it will offer a Pokemon Sun and Moon dual pack that comes with both games and codes to unlock 100 Pokeballs each.
Wow.
It will be available to buy at the quote-unquote select retailers for $80. The game sells for $40 individually. So the only benefit you would be getting from this is that the dual pack is the, you know, the Pokeballs. So it's not bad.
Yeah, code. Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah, so yeah. So we got some more news here too as well from the PlayStation 4.
Got one more for you.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. So Jesse kind of like that. But if you guys can hear what we're saying right now, give us a heads up, okay? Going back to the news more, it's pretty much more of the PlayStation 4. The Final Fantasy 15 Luna Edition has been announced for Japan. A PS4 Slim Luna Edition will be released on November 29th, so just in time for the people that lives in Japan, wonderfully, will be having it prior to the end of the year.
This is an interesting looking console, quite honestly, and it's
pretty cool.
So far, only in Japan. But yeah, it's got a silhouette of the moon with the Final Fantasy number and everything on it there. It looks nice.
It looks pretty cool. If you guys haven't seen it, look it up. It's called the PlayStation 4 Final Fantasy 15 Luna Edition.
It's going to be a collector's edition, I can tell you that right away.
Typical, just everything that comes out from Japan.
It's something people are going to be looking for.
Yeah.
So, next up on the list here, we have a report that came out, and this was done through an independent study, but network speed, reliability, factors, and other things that come out coming that date with Xbox Live compared to PlayStation Network. Xbox Live is much more dependable for multiplayer experience, and you're getting the faster multiplayer experience as well.
Cool.
I thought that was interesting to note there. They're both good systems there. We have seen a lot of issues with PlayStation Network in the last year.
I had a few netcode problems, especially on playing Street Fighter V, so... It is what it is.
Both work hard to keep their networks running well. I think Microsoft was on the right track when they offered the ability for Sony to jump in with Xbox Live to use it as a cross-platform option. You know, they got a lot more servers tied into it. But, you know, I mean, if you look at the gaps here between, say, the login to network, it's very close. If you look into the login to game server, there's a little wider gap there. Matchmaking is a much bigger gap, and uninterrupted play is a huge gap.
Oh yeah, there's a bigger gap for Xbox more, but the matchmaking reliability is a whole lot better on the PlayStation, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's true, but as I said, reliability down the drain.
Woo! Here, when?
Are you eating?
Not yet. We're recording.
Yep. So what else we got here, Wayne?
Well, next on the news, we've got...
it's a little warm in here.
We've got a little bit of Destiny news here for you.
So, there you go, Wayne. Your game. Take it away, man.
Yeah, so we'll go over a few things for you real quickly here. Rise of Iron comes out next week. Yay.
Wow!
But...
I've never seen him so excited before. Oh, yeah, we did. I did. Transformers.
Private matches are actually now available on Xbox One and PlayStation 4. So you actually have the ability to do private matches, which is really good. I haven't really had a chance to play with this yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing how this will work out. But yeah, private matches are available ahead of the release of Rise of Iron.
Yep, September 20th for PS4 and Xbox One. Guys, go and get it.
As well as that, within Rise of Iron, you're actually going to be able to buy experience boosters using silver. The in-game currency. Yeah. So, I've never spent the little bit of gold silver they gave me. I don't know if I ever will.
Hey, man, it might accumulate, man. You know that. It
might be worthwhile at some point. You don't know. But, you know, you can get boosters for, you know, increased rates of experience to the Crucible, House of Judgment, Vanguard. You can also get these from random drops, though, as well. So, it's just kind of interesting they're adding that as something you can actually purchase. So just be aware of that. Last but not least on the Destiny news is, as we talked about a little bit last week, is tomorrow the servers will be offline for about 2 hours.
Yep.
So that they can get things ready for Rise of Iron next week.
Perfect. So a little cleanup on Microsoft and Destiny's side. So
clean up on server 4.
Clean up on aisle 5.
Yeah.
Memory has been dumped.
So, Pacific time, starting at 7:30 a.m., you won't be able to log into Destiny. At 8 a.m., all players will be removed from Destiny activities as the servers go down.
I hope they're just going to kick you guys out.
I hope you're not playing at that point.
So, they expect to be done by 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. For a total downtime of 2 hours, as Wayne mentioned.
Yeah, I'll be at work, so I'm sure it'll be done by the time I get home.
If everything goes to plan.
Smoothly, yeah.
When does everything go according to plan?
Very rarely. Haha.
It's like saying Wayne trying to find a girlfriend here.
Yeah. But that's it on the... that's it on the Destiny news. One other point of news here I'm going to bring up for you guys here. You're familiar with Mass Effect Andromeda, which they're working on right now.
This will be pretty awesome.
BioWare has actually posted a contest where you can actually record your voice into it for a script to try to win a chance to be featured in the game. Have your voice featured in the game.
Jesse, this is all you, man.
I actually was looking at the script yesterday, and I'm probably going to be recording it myself to post up there.
You can have a banjo in the background when you're... I'm joking.
No. But no, I read through the script. It's a short script, and I really kind of... There's two options. One is a super masculine, so I'm not going to try for that. Fidel might be able to pull it off.
Wow. Never mind. Yes.
But the other one is basically a news report. So I could probably pull that one off. I kind of gauged the inflections and so forth as I read through it. Probably wouldn't be too bad on that one, so I might give that a shot. We'll see. If I do, I'll let you guys know, and we'll play it back for you at some point.
That's pretty cool. Let's see. Any more other news? We're getting down to the nitty gritty next Saturday. What day was that?
I don't know.
I cannot find what day this is. It'll be the 24th of September. I'll be at Nerd BotCon in Pasadena, California.
Woohoo!
So, I will be there. I will be hijacking our Instagram account. If you guys don't know what it is, at Two Shots of Geek.
Yeah.
You can see our logo, our pictures during Comic-Con, Mimi hijacked, what con is that you guys hijacked?
AWA?
There you go. So you guys have all the pictures up there. Like us, like our page, you know, hey, cool. Let's see, what else is going on?
Yeah, I don't think there's a whole lot
more. Oh yeah, there is. On October 1st, Friday, September 30th, October 1st, and also October 2nd, it will be the WhoCon here in San Diego, California.
That's right.
I'm still 50-50 on it on the Saturday, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
And also, as a part of the FGC family, myself, on October 15th, I will be at the SoCal Regionals at the Level Up Dungeon. So,
nice.
Guys, watch out. I'll be over there. I'm definitely going to play. I just don't know if I am going to be streamed. So it's only one stage for streaming and everything else. It's consoles. Let's see here. October 28th, 29th, and 30th. Stanley's Kamikaze will be there.
Oh, yeah.
And I will be there. Should be fun. Day before Halloween. Should be fun.
Yep.
Should be fun. Yeah.
Should be really good.
Oh, yes, indeed. So pretty much, yeah, that's... Jeez, that's going to be a lot of... And also, for October 22nd, if you guys live down here in San Diego, we will have a San Diego cosplay meet at Balboa Park. So I'm definitely going to hit that up. My friend Brandon from... the only person from Chief Geek Photography is going to be there too as well. He invited me, and I can't turn that down. So, fun times with that guy.
Yeah.
Wayne, anything else?
I don't think so. I think we've got most of it covered there.
Oh yeah, and if you guys are Lindsay Sterling fans, which I am, I'm gonna be in her concert next Wednesday here in San Diego.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know there's a lot of good movies coming up in the next few months. So,
This Friday, you guys, Blair Witch.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
I'm not really worried about it. I do want to see Sully though.
Ooh, Drunken Captain. This is your captain speaking. We'll be drinking down at the Hudson.
Tom Hanks has the worst trouble when it comes to traveling.
I know, right? Like, getting stuck on an island with a ball named Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's blood. What else?
A whole bunch of other stuff. But anyways.
The terminal.
Yeah.
When he's stuck in the LA. Well, no, is it LA? No, a New York terminal.
Somewhere.
And,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Something. Yeah. It's actually a pretty good movie. What else?
I don't know. I can't think of anything.
You suck.
Ha.
Anywho, that's it for the news for us this week, guys. Again, if you guys are watching us as a recording for newnow.com, we had a little error. Well, lag issue.
We tried.
It's Jesse and Mimi with the first 10-15 minutes of us, you know, goofing off.
Was it that long?
Yes, it was.
I was only been on 26 minutes, so.
So probably about 10 minutes in. Yeah, they lasted that long. It's pretty cool. Mimi sounded like the final boss for Portal 1 and 2.
Yeah.
That cake is a lie. The only thing we're missing is a gun and whatnot. So guys, we'll be back here next week. Every Wednesday between 7 and 7:30. Guys,
that's
make sure to tune in. Yep. Make sure to look at our main page at www.twoshotsofgeek.com if you want to see like more articles, like what Mimi always puts up, and
yep,
you know, the cons they go to, you know, how to cosplay from beginners, intermediate to expert, like how Mimi is. She just needs a little more motivation. But you know, she's doing good. She's doing good. So keep up on that.
Good stuff from that crew.
Definitely, yeah. The Midwest peeps are just rolling through.
And you know what? Unfortunately, I found out a little bit of news the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Our buddy Daryl has fallen off the My Little Pony bandwagon. Yeah, I know.
Wow. That was the longest pause ever. What the hell happened to him? Well, we'll get a hold of him. I don't know.
We're going to be trying to bring more people in through a guest option here.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can make things work better in the future. We're trying.
He probably saw one of his favorite My Little Pony wearing a you know, Jason Mask with a machete on one hand and cutting off another My Little Pony's head and Happy Halloween.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, guys, I'll make sure to look at our Instagram page at Two Shots of Geek, and also our page on Facebook at Two Shots of Geek. And you guys see us again. Make sure to say hi to us. Make sure, you know, do whatever you need to. You know, make fun of Wayne. Make fun of me because I've been wearing the same damn jersey the past 10 episodes.
Easily.
He's been the same person the past, I don't know, since we started 201 episodes ago.
Wow.
I know, ain't that long. Okay, guys, again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com and we are here to bring you the feature 8 bits at a time. Hey, look at that. Rome's done with the previous recording.
I know, right?
Yeah, let's go.
Perfect. I'm hungry.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.